guys, this is Chris.
And this is Dee.
Just wanted to let you guys know.
Moving forward, we're going to be bringing the shows out on Wednesday.
So be sure that you check all your subscriptions.
Check your notifications.
For Wednesdays.
Yes, Wednesday.
See you soon.
Bye.
Everybody, I'm Chris.
And I'm Dee, and you are tuned in to the Lady Code. What are we doing, the Lady Code?
I like to talk shit.
And I like to speak truth about basically everything. So grab a drink.
Or whatever it is you do when you're chilling.
And let's get to it. Hey, everybody.
Hi, people.
What is going on?
Welcome back to the Lady Code.
It feels good to be like, For real, out there.
Yo, we out here.
Yo, we out here on these streets. Everybody knows. Everybody should know.
At least a couple hundred people know.
A couple hundred people.
So, first of all, let's give a straight up shout out.
Praise. To God.
And then to the peeps. Thank you to each and every last one of y'all who clicked. Who searched, who subscribed, who's sending you no fucks given.
Thank you for the people that shared the post, that wants to tell people about us. And just even if just talking about it, just random times over the water cooler.
Yeah,
thank
man.
You.
I feel like we were able to check our analytics and y'all really showed up and showed out.
They are people checking.
I mean.
So we got to show up. We got to show up for real now.
We got to keep the content good. So we just wanted to start the show off with a heartfelt thank you to everybody who logged in. And a really, really,
really good thank you.
Really big thank you to our girls. Over at Private Party Podcast.
If y'all don't know who Private Party Podcast is, check them out.
Get into it.
They are fully syndicated on the Google platforms, on iTunes. They're on SoundCloud. Check them out.
They're great.
Got some really good content to tune into to kind of get your mind right.
Yeah, get your mind right. They're really great. And, you know, they've really been our podcast big sisters out here. So we just want to send really, really, really a heartfelt thank you to the ladies over there at Private Party. So thanks, y'all.
Thank you, girl.
So let's get into it. What's going on with you this week, madam?
Man, I don't typically deal with anxiety. Uh-oh. I typically don't. And I think that's because I pride myself on being such a well-rounded, like an emotionally grounded person.
Stable, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. We also in here, we have beverages on hand, so if you get some
slurps
and some clinks, don't be alarmed.
I mean, but that's what you do in the Lady Code, right?
Amen.
I mean, y'all see what our logo got on it.
Hey, man. Represent. Your authentic self. Go ahead.
Maybe I should have had a little bit more to drink this week, and that would have helped my anxiety. But no, I've just been dealing with some just anxiety, and it's a part of life.
Right.
Part of life. Now, when you get to a point of allowing that anxiety to cause you to be dysfunctional, that's when it's problematic.
It is.
But, you know, I've had a lot of things going on in my life over the last few weeks in regards to, like, work and just some career endeavors.
Yeah.
launching this podcast.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Let's talk about just a little bit of stress.
Just a little bit of stress. Anxiety. You know what I'm saying? We kept it cool, though, at the end
we
of
did.
The day. But I was super, super, super excited about getting this out there.
Yeah.
And then it was just, you know, it made me feel a certain kind of way, my spirit. But it was that good stress.
Yeah.
You know? And for those of you who don't know what good stress is, it's actually called eustress. It's spelled eustress.
Teacher.
And it's different from the regular stress. It doesn't have a negative component like the regular stress does, okay? So
there's
a positive aspect to it. But that's just me. You know, I've dealt with it. And I feel better.
A lot of phone calls.
I feel, yeah.
It was a lot of, like, D.
And a lot of texts.
Wait
like,
a minute,
hey,
D.
Get your mind right.
Calm down now.
Breathe, bitch.
You can do this. We've been in worse situations now. Calm down. So.
I had some funny conversations over the week that made me. This was recent. I was actually cracking up. And one of my coworkers, shout out to Colleen.
Hey, Colleen.
Because Colleen, she bought Chris and I a bottle of wine just to kind of commemorate
our launch. Yeah, commemorate. Yeah. That's the word. Commemorate, celebrate.
Commemorate.
All the rates. Just
the launching of the Lady Cove. And so me and Colleen being always talking about stupid shit all the time, yeah. Right? And so we was having a conversation about stupid childhood stuff you used to do or used to want to do that all the bad kids did, but you ain't never get a chance to do because you was a good kid.
Right.
And so her thing was, she was like, I always wanted to pull the fire alarm. Like, I just thought that would be so cool.
I know.
And I was like, it ain't never too late. I was like, no, it's a fire alarm right outside the door. You can do it right now. She was like, nah, I think it's too much riding on it right now.
It's repercussions.
You know, when
now.
You're younger, all you got to do is deal with detention.
Yeah.
And maybe a little ass whipping from mommy or something like that.
Break out the forensics, get your fingerprints off the thing.
And so I was like, federal I was offense. Wondering, like, have you ever thought about, like, anything that you would want to do as a child? Like, any stupid shit that you would do as a kid that you wish you could have just kind of, like, got away with and then be like, ah. Gotcha, bitch.
Like, what would I pick? Oh,
what would you do?
That's good.
What would you do?
I feel like I would steal something. Like, I feel like that's been something. Okay, wait a minute. Let me preface this, because I know my husband, he going to go in on me and be like, actually, I can recall the time. We've all shoplifted.
Yeah. I know somebody that does it now as an adult. Like,
okay.
I ain't going
to
say that.
But
now.
I feel like I always wanted to, like, get away with, like, taking something, like, substantial.
Yeah. Like, something expensive?
Yeah.
Under $10,000.
Right. Federales. Yeah, but no. I feel like I wanted... that probably would have been my biggest mischievous thing would be, like, to take something and, like, be like, I got it. And just, like, look around like nobody knows I has it.
Yeah.
But, you know... I think that would probably be the worst thing. I've never had a desire to break into anything. I've never like wanted to steal a car, like joyride or anything. I feel like I just wanted to take something important and like have it.
Yeah.
Like and do nothing with it but have it. I think that's probably as mischievous as I would have gotten.
You know what I used to want to do when I was a child? And this is gonna sound real bad. Because I wasn't a mean kid. You know I wasn't a mean kid.
You
want to
hit somebody.
I used to always want to just hit people in the face.
Yo, I accidentally punched this dude in the face one time.
Accidentally? How the hell
no,
you
No, it wasn't an accident. I think... Because you know how when people be playing and they try to, like, grab your arm or whatever. And I was like, tee-hee-hee. And like, yo, get off me.
and I think, get off me.
Yeah, and I think I was, like, stronger than I thought. So I, like, snatched my arm back and did, like, you know, like, one of the movie punches when your fist flow backwards. And then, like, just caught him in the nose. And he was like, really, shawty? I was like,
sorry.
Bruh, you...
You touched me.
Bought that on yourself.
Sorry.
No means no.
No.
But, you know. Yeah, but so what's... going on my end is I'm just gearing up for wedding season. I'm sure a lot of our listeners are too. It's about that time of year where we out here.
It is.
And it's time to start getting fancy.
I have a wedding coming up. Not mine.
I was going to say, is this breaking news on the Lady Cove?
No, not my wedding. You know damn well I wouldn't have told your ass over there. Get married, bitch! I wouldn't have told your ass over this. I would hope not. Over the airways. No, my aunt is getting married
in June.
She's like super pumped up about
it.
I'm happy for her. She's super pumped about it. She's so excited.
Yeah.
We got our dresses and everything.
It's good to love.
But it is wedding season.
It is wedding season. So I got invited to a super fancy wedding.
Oh, fancy. You got a plus three? I mean, I know. I know husband is plus two.
Yeah, no, he and I are invited. No baby.
No
baby. The little
baby.
One can't come. But... Yeah, it's going to be a really fancy affair. So I have to we're trying to figure out what outfits and, you know, what fancy jewelry and sex we're going to wear.
Are y'all that couple? And I'm not going to say whether I like these couples or whether I don't or whatever. I'm just curious. Are y'all that couple?
If we are that couple, I don't even know what it is, but if we are that couple, I'm going to say you're a hater.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, are y'all that couple that coordinate?
Yes.
That make sure that everything
the
that you
last
do that
wedding we went
matches.
To.
Matches. I mean, like, to a T.
I mean, not like Boomerang, where he, like, took the rabbit off the lady's coat. Like, you gotta coordinate. No, not like that. But, like, the last wedding we went to... our theme was burgundy.
Okay.
So he had, you know, the burgundy pocket squares and the burgundy tie with a navy blue suit, and I had on a burgundy flowered skirt with a top. So we didn't match. Okay. As in, like, you know.
But
like,
you looked good.
Like his and hers Adidas jumpsuits, but yeah, you could tell that we were together.
Right.
And it looked really nice.
Okay.
So yeah, to that effect.
I ain't mad at that.
Okay, so you'll lie.
I ain't mad at that. Yeah.
Yeah, but we do have his and hers matching leather jackets.
I know. Okay. I know. I've seen them.
Okay.
And I love both of those jackets.
I'm trying to find one for the baby.
Can you find one for me?
Yeah, I can find it. I ain't gonna pay for it. Anyway.
I can pay for it my goddamn self.
So yeah, we getting ready for wedding season. Also, I noticed that I haven't been drinking as much coffee as I normally do.
Good, because I'm gonna be honest with you. I thought you had a problem for a second.
Yeah, I mean, and it really is a drug. A lot. It really is a drug. It is. And when you don't drink it,
you can be easily addicted.
Yeah, you go through a drug and you get a headache. But the reason why I haven't been drinking as much coffee is because my one-year-old, yes, I said one, she finally decided to start sleeping through
like the night. Like a big girl?
Yeah, through the night. So if you're new to the Lady Code, which all of you are because we just launched. So I have a daughter. This is Chris. I have a daughter.
Dylan.
She just turned one, little Miss Dylan. And she doesn't sleep. She doesn't sleep through the night, but it seems like, and I mean, knock on wood, we just turned a corner where she's, like, actually starting to rest easy. Yeah, which has just given me oodles of energy because I'm being reintroduced into what being well-rested feels like. And
that's kind of crazy that it took a whole year for you to experience.
But, you know, every baby's different. Yeah. So, you know.
I mean, I feel like that sometimes with my cats, though.
Okay.
They ain't people.
Okay.
But they be getting on my goddamn nerves to the point where I'm like, damn, if this is what it feel like just having cats, do I want children?
Yeah, you want children. Children are a lot better.
They
says the lady children, with a one-year-old.
Children are human beings. Of course, they're a lot better.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I mean.
Like, I be irritated with cats. I'm just like, I know
yeah,
I'm
don't,
be irritated
don't,
with
don't
babies.
Get irritated. So, you know, for those of y'all out there, try to cut back on your coffee. I know it sounds like the end of the world. Because I'm an avid coffee drinker. I have the Starbucks app.
Yo, she can't get her day started without
coffee.
Listen,
I'm like that person. But I've been trying to, like, curb it a little bit and try to just do little other things, drink juices, exercise, to try to get my energy and my motivation in another way.
You know what's funny? Most mornings, I'll get a cup of coffee, and I'll never finish it.
You do always say you're getting a cup of coffee.
I get coffee every morning. And my coworker clammy. She's like, did you finish the coffee? And I'm like, nah.
I'm a multiple. I'm a multiple cup.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm a half a cup a day.
Oh, no, player. Half a cup don't even get me, I can't even blink straight.
Do you sleep okay when you drink a whole bunch of coffee?
Yeah. Listen, because I'd be so tired. It doesn't affect. I could drink a whole cup of coffee and, like, midday and still go to sleep.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's crazy. I just need to start doing crack. Anyway. So,
you just don't give a fuck about your body, huh? You just fucking it up with the caffeine.
Well, hey, you know, there's a lot of things that people don't give a fuck about.
Fuck.
Speaking of not giving a fuck, we did have a listener.
We had a
listener write in.
And we always love when people can just show support.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So Tasha Himes wrote in.
Hey, Tasha.
And we were asking about, like, a time when you just didn't give a fuck. Or when you feel like you just don't give a fuck in that very moment. So,
right.
So Tasha Himes writes, I give no fucks every morning.
Every morning.
I wake up at 6:30 a.m. every day.
Every day.
And I have to be at work at 8 o'clock in the morning. But I'm late every damn day. I give no fucks.
I can relate to that.
Laughing like shit. That's what Tasha says.
Shout out to you, Tasha.
Thanks, Tasha, for writing in. So here's the thing.
Me and Tasha are the same person.
I wake up in the morning like, I don't want to fucking go to work.
Yo.
Fuck this shit.
Can I just tell you, whoever invented the snooze button.
I love it. Snooze is a part of my alarm process.
Yeah.
I set my alarm. I hit snooze 3 times. And then I wake up.
Let me tell you, I'm worse than that. So, I have my get-up alarm, right, which has snooze. And then I have the, hey girl, you snooze this alarm. So I have like four different alarms set that I can snooze each one. And then finally I'd be like, all right, girl, it's time to get up.
Yeah. Oh, nah. Yeah. Mine's is like to a T.
So I don't know if Tasha's commute is far and she's late every day because she wakes up and hit the snooze button. Or if Tasha just wake up at 6 o'clock and be like, let me read this paper. Right. Let me fix this coffee.
Let me eat this breakfast.
Let me get this McMuffin and take my ass to work. But, yo, I feel you, Tasha. Because it's hard. It's hard. Especially, like we mentioned, with this time, with the losing an hour, with the spring forward, which is some bull. But, no, let me tell you, Tasha, you are not alone.
No.
Because I feel like you and I are kindred spirits.
Yeah, I feel like lately, I mean, I'm typically not late to work, but lately I be getting closer and closer and closer to the minute, I mean, second where I need to clock in.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be like 7:29 and 59 seconds, and I'd be like, swipe, bitch!
I'm in it! I made it!
Looks
like we made it! No, that's good. But yeah, so thanks for writing in with that. My no fucks for this week is people. So, I actually live in the District of Columbia.
Gotta love the city.
Gotta love the city. And I, every day, I get to experience the joy.
Mm.
The joy of all the, suburban people who have moved to the city.
And can't drive.
So, I'm talking about, like, you know, you put your signal on to make a left turn, and you slow down to, like, a crawl, and then you turn at a crawl. If you don't make that left and get out of my way...
Just go.
Or, like, people who are lost, and, like, so every intersection, you slowing down, like, is this my street? Oh, no, that's not. Is this my street? Oh, no. I'm like, bruh. If you don't get that navigation together or pull over and figure out where you are and then pull back on the road, if you those people, I need you to do better.
You have to do better. One of my friends, I'm going to shout her out, LaWanda.
Hey, LaWanda.
LaWanda. She in a car with me, yo, she'll be like, damn, bruh. She'll be like, bruh. Oh, I'm like, yo, calm down.
She a passenger driver.
She's a passenger driver.
Yeah.
She get real freaked out.
Yeah.
Whenever I make a if I make a left or a right,
she
if I'm going straight, if I pump the brakes a little bit, I'm like, yo, you're from down south, first of all.
Yeah.
It's a little slower
everything
down
and
there.
Or the Midwest.
Yes.
Everything.
And
is...
you live in Virginia.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? So granted, I mean, you gotta be a defensive driver when you're driving in D.C.
Yeah.
And so I'm telling her, like, listen, your life is okay.
Like, I'm
I
still
got
alive.
You.
I'm alive.
You think I'm trying to die? I'm not trying to die.
But yeah, I'm not here for all the people who can't drive. Like, do better. And DC doesn't require people to learn how to parallel park anymore, which blew my mind because I can't think of a street immediately in DC where you don't have to parallel park. So I'm so sick of seeing people who need like a mile and a half to get in a spot.
Yes.
And you leave a mile and a half after you park because you want to get out. So you throw off like the feng shui of everybody
else
parking on a block. So it's like, I can't get a spot because each and every one of these cars got like 3 inches or like a foot and a half of blank space so they can get in and out. It's crazy. And you need to do better. The other thing, and this is my last one because I ain't trying to, you know, I'm going to step off my soapbox. But the other thing is Uber and Lyft. Now, wait a minute. I participate in Uber and Lyft.
Me too.
I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
I will Uber Eats food in a minute. I love and support the...
Love me some Uber Eats.
I love it. Listen, y'all need to stop stopping in the middle of the street just because you see who you're going to pick up.
They trying to find their rider.
Listen,
or their eater or whatever they call it.
Circle the block or pull over or whatever. It's like people be... Like the Ubers be driving. They be like, oh, there they are. Skirt! And it's just like, you can't just stop like that in the middle of the street because, like, you're throwing off traffic. And I feel like, that's becoming a thing. And it seems like at least
Uber,
the last 4 times that has happened to me, I've looked and I've seen them little things in the window
everywhere.
And they say, like, Lyft or it says, like, Uber. I'm like, y'all gotta stop stopping in the middle of the street because then if I hit you, I'm at fault because you stopped short.
How many times you go to a red light and you see... I just looked at my cup and realized,
that's empty.
How many
fumes.
Times you look at somebody's car at the red light and you see a goddamn Uber or Lyft sign?
Listen, I feel like everybody's car has an Uber and a Lyft sign in it.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, no shade. Get your money. But just stop stopping abruptly because because it's causing me stress.
Right.
And I feel like I'm just a second away from rolling my window down and cursing somebody out.
But don't cuss them out.
Yeah.
Don't cuss them out.
Yeah, I gotta keep my.
Gotta be better than that.
I have to be
better. Especially because most of the time you got the baby. Now, if you ain't got the baby,
she don't understand words yet, though.
Not yet. She's about to. So you got to get, basically, okay, so you got to get it out now.
She said, yeah, get it while the game's good. No, but
you got to get it out now.
She's starting to mimic, so I got to be a little bit better.
I had a time where I was driving, and this girl, some black chick that was driving behind me, I don't even know why she started bumping a horn and, like, just went off on me for no reason. And I was just driving. I'm looking back like, bitch.
What? You gonna kill me?
What I do? Like, what you going? You gonna get out the car and hit me with a bat?
I had a white man I thought was gonna actually get out the car and hit me.
I really was. I wasn't.
And then we stopped at the light, and I think I pissed him off even more.
Uh-huh.
Because when we got to the light, he was losing his mind.
He was turning red.
And so I was laughing.
That's what I was doing. And I think that's what he I did, saw and she me was laughing. Pissed.
I think he got out the car and, like, kicked my car.
He kicked your car, and you didn't know it?
Yeah, because he immediately hopped back in his car and, like, pulled off. So I'm like, did he, like, stab my tire or something? But no, he just kicked my car. It was very passive aggressive. But I was like, bruh.
What a little bitch.
Grow up. But anyway, I think he did. That's my suspicion. I heard a sound, and then, like, his car was gone. I was like,
that's a
punk ass. Anyway.
He was like, I'm scared of this black bitch.
Hey, you should be.
You should be.
Wakanda forever.
You should be scared of people in the streets anyway.
That's right. People crazy out here. Anyway, let's get into our topic. What we talking about?
Today we're talking about women and their relationships with other women and how there is a common, I don't know if it's a misconception or if it's a true conception. Mm-hmm. Just as, you know, talking about jealousy amongst women.
Yeah.
And it's not even necessarily amongst black women.
It's just women.
But just women in general. But they do talk heavily about black women having that jealousy component within their relationships. Yeah. Do you have you had that experience?
In the workplace or no, just period?
In general.
So
we'll get into the workplace, but okay. In general.
Okay, so growing up, and I really took some time and thought about this.
Mm-hmm.
So growing up, I used to always say, like, I don't have a lot of girlfriends because girls are messy.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost, like, prided myself on that. Like, I don't, oh my God, like, girls are so messy. Oh my God, I don't deal with girls. But I feel like as I've grown, like, I've come to realize, like, how ignorant a statement that is.
Exactly.
Because it's like you're eliminating people from
good people.
You have good people from being in your life based on the fact that you're assuming that person automatically comes with drama.
Right. Just so, because they're a female.
So, yeah. So, in my youth, I did have a problem with girls. And I just thought, like, you know, girls were...
Really?
Yeah, very catty.
I wouldn't have got that. I mean, judgmental. He was cool.
Yeah,
he
I just...
He was cool?
Yeah, but I hung a lot out. I hung out a lot with, like, Ramon from back in the day.
Right.
I hung out with him a lot. I hung out with a lot of, like, dudes in the... Not, like, a lot
around
of dudes
the way.
In the
band, yeah.
But, yeah. I mean, like, I felt more comfortable with dudes because they just didn't care about a whole bunch of stuff.
I mean, you gotta be real, though. I mean, not the two my horn, but I was never one of those drama...
No, you weren't. People. I mean, and that's why we still rocking with each other today. Right. But that's not something that's really has changed in my life. Like, I'm just a low-drama person, period.
Me too. Mm-hmm.
So, I feel like I did make the assumption, though, that a lot of girls come with drama. So, I just kind of eliminated it that way.
Right.
What about you?
I mean, a lot of girls do come with drama.
That's true.
You know, even when you don't even know them.
Yeah, I know.
Even when you don't know them.
I know.
So, I remember one time, this was in high school. I don't know if you were there or not.
Probably not if it was drama.
It was unexpected drama.
Okay, okay.
And so, this was probably like my junior year, or maybe my sophomore junior year. And I used to deal with this guy. It wasn't even a real relationship. You know, I'm in high school. You don't have real relationships in high school. It's just like real stupid.
That just reminded me. I was hurting someone. Go ahead.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I know who you're talking about. But, But no, so I'm so the year prior to this, I was dealing with this dude, and then so you know, bring it to present time, like my junior year or whatever.
Yeah.
So some random chick wants to come find me and fight me for no reason because I used to deal with the girl that she with the guy that he's current that she's currently with.
Did I know about this? This was in high school.
This was in high school because she was currently with the guy that I was with last the year before her. You mad at me.
Yeah, see, I got a problem.
Bitch, are you
with
serious?
That. I have a problem, period, with any woman fighting another woman over something a man. That a man did. Or a man, period.
Yes.
That is never the solution.
That's insecurity. The solution it's some insecurities going on right is, there that you looking guy. At yourself. Comparing yourself to me.
Right.
And you're like, you're mad at me.
Right.
Like, it has nothing to do with me, but I remember that situation wow. in high school, and I'm like, wow. And so that was just high school. So, yeah. you know, college had its own sets of, you know, ups and downs, and then yeah. adulthood and things of that matter.
Right.
And so, when we think about adulthood, I think the primary area of adulthood that we think about when we look at women relationships is work.
It's the workplace. Yeah.
It's work.
Yeah.
And so... You can't get around. I know I can't get around so, it. I work in mental health. It's a lot of women in the mental health
and
field.
See, I've had the complete opposite experience, right? Like, I've not really worked with a lot of women, like, in the various places that I've worked. So, I think the office that I'm in right now is probably the most women that I've ever worked with.
Okay. Black women?
Women of color. So, okay. Our office is pretty diverse. It's not all black. It's not all white. It's mm-hmm. not, you know, there's other minorities as well. So, I don't have jealousy with these women. They're very successful, all of them. You know, if I had to pick who was the least successful in the group, it would probably be me. I mean, as I work with attorneys. But,
why you say that? Oh, okay.
I mean, you know, I mean, not least successful, not but least credentialed, I suppose.
Okay. That sounds better.
Thank you. But the least credentialed would probably be me. However, I have never felt less than working with any of these.
You
these
shouldn't.
Women. And they're very, I just feel like they're a very good group. They're very inclusive. We've done things both at work and outside of work.
Right.
So I feel like in that respect here, I don't have jealousy in the workplace. I try to kill people with kindness in everything that I do. So I don't believe that anybody at my job would be jealous of me. If they are, it would come as major news. I don't even see why somebody would be jealous of me at work or just in life, period. I mean, like, if you don't like something that somebody else is doing, or if you feel a reason to be jealous about mm-hmm. something else, it just means that you need to find something in your life that you need to grab a hold of
mm-hmm.
and just find out what that is and grow it. You
right.
know what I mean? So it's like, maybe you mad at me because, you know, I'm out here thriving in the podcast streets. Let's just say that.
Okay.
Because
we're going to thrive.
Right, we are. I mean, mm-hmm. and you hating on it, that's fine. It's not fine, but you need to figure out why am I hating on her for this?
Right.
And what is the root of it? Maybe
what can I do to better myself
right,
so that
maybe
I'm not
the
having
root is,
hate on her like that?
Right. Maybe the root is, well, I wish I could do something creative. So that's fine.
So learn a goddamn skill.
Right. And sit down, figure out what that is, and then, you know, do your thing, because all I want to do out here is see other people
succeed.
And other women shine.
Exactly.
I mean, like, and that's bringing it full circle back to our girls at the at private party.
Exactly.
They, I mean, you know, that, they got wind of what we was doing, and they took off with it.
Exactly. And y'all don't even know.
You don't even know.
And I'm talking to the whole group, everybody over at the Private Party Podcast. Y'all don't even know that you all inspired us to do this episode today.
Yeah, you did.
Because we were so taken aback.
Yeah.
You know, by the fact that they were willing to kind of just put us on.
Yeah.
In a major way. They yeah. didn't have to do that.
They didn't.
But they did.
Right. And it's just the elevation, you know, and the generosity of you, of the ladies over there. Just
because
like,
there's
hey.
Always space.
I mean, you know, there's always space.
There's and always space.
Just in Black Girl Magic and, you know, each one teach one. So it's just a whole bunch of stuff at play. So I personally try not to hinder anybody or, you know, just be like that girl that's like, oh my God, she thinks she cute or whatever, blah, 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 blah,
mm-hmm.
blah, you know, so.
So I was at work when I started my last gig. I'm thinking this was, I hadn't had so many
Which
gigs on
one
jobs.
Was that?
It was the one in the past. One of them ones. But, no, I was at some outpatient mental health facility. And my supervisor, I asked her a question about, you know, how she was feeling about, you know, her situation at work and whatnot. So she goes, when she said this, I felt really, like, bad. So she goes, I feel really good about my position right now. I mean, my supervisor, she's, what is she? She was like, she's Iranian.
Okay.
So I feel like I have a good chance in the sense of actually making my place.
Because she's also a minority, that's why she said
because that? Because she wasn't black. She was like, and she said, because you know how black women can be. And I'm like, wow. Because in my mind, you're at the top. Like, you're over this facility. Like, you're at the top. And so she was concerned of having another black woman over her, thinking that that thinking that that might hinder her ability to progress. And she's like, but you know what? It's cool. Like, this lady, she's Iranian, and, you know, we vibe, and it should be good. And I'm just like, damn, like, I don't understand. Like, if I went out here and started a business, I'm not saying that I would discriminate against other races per se, but I know a bunch of minorities and colored women in the field, and I know them, so I would obviously gravitate towards them to kind of pull them in to start this private practice of my business.
Right.
And I wouldn't necessarily want to think that they would be looking at me the way that she's looking at her boss. Because I'm black, or because the way that she was looking at her last boss, because I'm black.
But I'm wondering, like, if on some level that's subconscious discrimination, right? Like, is she thinking that her boss would do that to her because
she would do that to
somebody else?
Very well.
Right, because that's something that would be interesting to explore.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like to think that I wouldn't do that to somebody else, but
I know I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I know I wouldn't. I know myself. I mean,
because, I mean, like, it kind of comes down to being petty, right?
It's very petty.
Like, why would you think, like, why would you automatically assume that, like, somebody's gonna hold you back because of your color or because you're a woman? Or
even for the women that are out there doing it big. Like, so I read an article recently, and it was in the Huffington Post, and it was talking about how...
I like Huffington
Post. Me too. And it was talking about how women... The writer of this article came across a group of women in the grocery store,
uh-huh,
and they were laughing at a woman that was in front of her at the register, and she said the woman looked like she had her shit together. Her hair was nice, her nails was nice, her presentation was on point. Like, she just had, like, this flawless presentation.
Yeah.
And that these girls behind her, it was like two or three girls, they was kind of laughing at her and clowning her in a sense, as to say that, almost to say that she think that she better than them. When that woman was probably just minding her damn business,
living
trying to get some goddamn bread at the grocery store.
And because you felt the way. Because you felt insecure about
yourself.
Her. Right.
You want to make, exactly, you want to project your insecurities onto her and try to make her feel like she ain't shit.
Right.
Indirectly.
Right.
Because they didn't say it to her. They said it to themselves.
Right.
And so I remember reading that article and listening to the perspective of the woman who was in the middle that didn't even have anything to do with it.
Yeah.
And so she's kind of looking at the dynamics between the two girls that was talking shit about the one that had it together.
Right.
And then she's also looking at the presentation of the woman that had it together. And she said the woman could hear them. You could tell she could hear them, but she still was like, you know,
because
what?
That's another thing. I'm like, just gonna act like it's petty, right?
It's
so
petty.
So you want, it's confrontational, but it's passive because you want to talk loud enough for her to hear you.
Exactly.
And it's
that's what they was doing.
Yeah, and it's almost like, I dare you to turn around and say something to me, but the shining moment is in the woman that just went on living her best life.
Exactly.
Because those problems, the problems that the people have, is they aren't your problems. Like, if somebody got a problem with you 99% of the time, it's a problem that stems from a problem that they have
with
themselves.
Something within
them. You just gotta let stuff rock sometimes. You know what I mean?
That makes me think about, so tell me, have you experienced this? Because I definitely have. Experienced losing a friend.
Okay.
Because you told her that her ain't shit ass man was cheating on her, or that was fucking around on her, or was doing some fucked up
and
shit.
And you lost
her
the
back.
Friend?
Lost a friend.
Mm.
Have you experienced that?
I've never had to tell anybody that somebody was cheating. I've never been in that situation.
Hmm.
No. So I've never known.
You know that shit happens.
Yeah. Very consistently. There's countless episodes of television where
this happens. Bitch, my man ain't cheating on me, bitch. You probably want to fuck him. That's probably what's going on. And I'm like, no, motherfucker, no. That's
I've never, fortunately, thank goodness, I've never had to get in between. I've never had to insert myself in somebody else's relationship, like, ever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know what I would do in that situation. I feel like if I knew somebody was cheating, I would want to tell them, because I feel like I would want somebody to tell me if my husband was cheating on me. You know what I mean? Like,
but my thing is, I'm thinking if somebody tells me that my man is cheating on me, right? My perspective wouldn't be, fuck you, my man ain't cheating. You probably want to fuck him. That wouldn't necessarily be my perspective. Would be, oh shit, my business out down the street.
But she know my man is doing something. Right? I mean, that's insecurity. It's insecurity. It's because you know your man is cheating on you.
Right. And you want to just be like, all
right,
whatever.
I can't deal with that right now.
For those of us that are not insecure in that life,
right,
then, you know, we will be a little bit open minded to looking at ourselves and our man as opposed to just putting other women down and just
Because it's the easiest thing to do. It's not dealing with the situation. It's not dealing with the situation. If I just put on, he ain't cheating on me, it's you. And you all in my face. And you, I seen you the way you looked at him when he got paid on Friday. I know you was looking at them Gucci boots.
I see you be looking at him when he get his little fresh shape up and shit. You be looking up the corner
so
of your
it's
eye like,
easier to do that than to be like, you know what, Marquise really is cheating on me, okay? And I should have seen the flag.
Why his name had to be Marquise, though?
Right, I know. Sorry all the guys named Marquise. But, you know, I mean, he really is cheating on me. And I should have known, because when I seen that lobster tail dinner for two.
And I eat it.
And I knew, he know I'm allergic to shellfish. So I knew it wasn't me. And he tried to tell me he took his mother out for Mother's Day. But Mother's Day is not in February.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, people be blaringly overlooking these red flags. So there's accountability there. There's being truthful with yourself. Like, maybe you're just not with the best person that you think you're with.
Maybe you're not.
But yeah, no, thank goodness I've never had to tell anybody that they were cheating. I like to think that the female friends that I have, I think it's a really good group.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that I have in my life they're just good people.
I agree.
And I feel like over the years, I was able to, you know, kind of sort of eliminate the troubles, keep the goods.
Keep the goods. The good Judys, like you said.
Yeah, the good Judys. And invest in the relationships that I felt like needed work but were worth keeping.
Now, have you had to cut somebody off?
I've cut a lot of people off.
Because you will get cut off with the quickness.
I've cut a lot of people off, and I'm not... You know how some people, like, that affects them negatively? Like, they're like, oh, well, you know,
I don't want to just stop talking to her. Yeah, she won't think
people,
I'm mean.
People
no.
really get torn over, you know, whether or not they should hang on to somebody or not. And I just think if all the signs are pointing to it's time to let them go, you need to just let them go. And you shouldn't feel a way about it.
Absolutely.
You shouldn't feel a way about it, because you can't grow and be like the person you're supposed to be unless you let people go.
Listen.
You know what I mean? You can't carry everything with you can't. Forever.
I had to tell someone before, and I only had to say it one time.
One time?
One time. That sounds like
L'Oreal.
One time.
One time.
Right. Okay, white class. I had to say it one time.
Right.
And then she realized, oh shit, this bitch is serious. Like, yeah. She really don't do this shit.
Mm-hmm.
She hit me with some drama.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, it was some petty drama.
Yeah.
And I'm not even getting into it. Petty is childish.
Yeah.
She hit me with some petty shit.
Mm.
And I had to tell her straight up. I was like, hey, yo, listen, let me just let you know something real straight up.
This ain't how it works.
I said, listen, I don't do drama.
Yeah.
None of my friendships. Mm-hmm. I don't do drama. I definitely don't do petty. I'm too old for that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I said, so just let me, you can just, and I said with a smile on my face, you can just let me know now, bitch.
Because I will roll out.
You can
out.
Just let me know
I
now.
Will roll
because
out.
If this how you going to keep it moving, then we can go ahead and shut
we
this shit
separate.
Down right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah.
We can no longer be friends if you're going to hit me with petty shit every time
Nobody
we
has time
we
for
go
that.
Out.
Yeah.
And then also, got time for that. Right, and nobody got time for that. And then right. every time, if I'm with you, and all I got to do is listen to drama.
Exhausting.
And you talking about other people, other girls that you dealing with and that you jealous of and that's blowing your life and that's fucking your man and this and that. I'm like, come on, young. Like, we just got to love each other.
Can't we all just get along?
Can we just get along, you know? And that's, I think it's funny you say that because some people ask me a lot, like, how you in a sorority? You know what I'm saying? Like, you deal with a whole bunch of girls.
Yeah.
Because you in a sorority. It's sisterhood. And I'm like, shout out to all my sorors, Sigma Gamma Rho Sorority Incorporated. You know, but
I pledge me, find me. Go ahead.
Me, find me over here. But so all the women, all the AKAs, Deltas, Zetas, SG Rhodes, even the Bruhs, you know what I'm saying, the fraternities, you are in a group of in an organization with the same gender. At some point, there's going to be some type of a discomfort. Or some type of an issue that's going to arise, but it doesn't necessarily mean.
Life.
Yes, yeah. That's life.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that we have to, you know, go on each other and just, like, put each other down for having different perspectives.
Right.
Like, we have to be able to appreciate and understand each other
right.
in order for us to move forward. So, like, just like she said, can't we all just get along?
Yeah, and see the you world, know what I mean? Try to see the world from somebody else's perspective. But on a serious tip, I mean, just don't be petty.
Don't be petty.
And if there are women in your life that you appreciate, make sure that you let them know that you appreciate them.
Yes, that you have to appreciate them.
Give what they say. Give people their roses while they're still alive.
I like that.
Thank you. I didn't make it up.
I like it though.
Hey,
I like it though. And also, understand, if you got good girlfriends, good Judies, whatever you want to call it, in your life, if they're adding to your life. Keep them around.
Right.
If they're not adding to your life.
And let them go.
Why the hell are they still here? Like, bye. Yeah. I will unfollow somebody on Facebook, like, in the drop of a dime. Bitch, if you fucking up, if you want some stupid shit, bitch, you unfollow. I don't have time for that. And I will cut you off in real life. I have no problem.
Yeah, I clean my Facebook, like twice a year. Like, every 6 months, I'd be like, okay, well, we don't really talk. You just on my page to see what we doing.
You're not adding to my life.
You're not adding to my life.
Adding drama to my life, and I don't need that.
Yeah, anybody that adds drama is automatically gone. So just make sure, just review your circle. You know, look at, if you got to do that classic pros and cons list for each person, go and pull it out. But what you want to do is just make sure that everybody in your circle is, like, the best for you. Like, you just want hype men. You just want people who believe in you, people who you believe in, and people that are going to help you go forward and, like, push you to where you want to be. I mean, negativity has no space, really, to live where success does.
You can't thrive.
And we all just need to be successful. And whatever that looks like for you, if it's being a successful parent, if it's being great at your job, if it's being great at your family and your friends, just set yourself up accordingly. So you just got to cut off the dead weight, and that's with anything.
Yep, absolutely. And so Drake has this new song out. It's called Nice For What.
Right.
And so we want to just let this play for our Vibe Out session for today. And it sends a positive message just for women. He's basically just showing women just being at their best.
Right.
And I just like, if you haven't checked out the video, check the video. It was kind of cool. They got Issa on there. Issa looked like she being a boss.
Oh, Issa's teeth is beautiful.
Issa's teeth is white.
Oh, my God.
The things is
white. She need to do like a...
She need to model for Colgate.
Somebody need to sign that contract.
just her teeth.
Okay.
Just the teeth.
I mean,
listen, we don't even need your nose.
You would know who the teeth are.
We just need your lips and your teeth.
Oh, them teeth That's are beautiful.
It. They look
They're
gorgeous.
Beautiful.
They have her.
Her and Janelle Monáe.
Janelle.
Oh, my God, these teethies.
Drake missed Janelle in this video. He should have had her in there, but it's
cool.
She might
have been busy.
He had a bunch of other females in there that was just killing it at the top of their game, and that's why we want to celebrate. We want to celebrate women today.
Right.
And just kind of just do a vibe out.
So let's play a little bit of this Drake and get into it.
Louisiana shit. Murder on the beat. Something for y'all to cut up to, you know? Yeah. Everybody get your motherfucking roll on. I know shorty and she doesn't want no slow song. Had a man last year, life goes on. Haven't let the thing loose, girl, in so long. You been inside, know you like to lay low. I've been peeping what you bringing to the table. Working hard, girl, everything pays.
phone out, gotta hit them angles. With your phone out, snapping like you Fabo. And you showing off, but it's alright. And you showing off, but it's alright. It's a short life. Without a follow, without a mention, you really piping up on these niggas. You gotta be nice for what to these niggas? I understand. You got a 100 bands, you got a baby Benz, you got some bad friends, high school pics, you was even bad then. You ain't stressing off no lover in the past tense, you already had them. Work at 8 a.m., finish round 5, post talk down, you don't see them outside. Yeah, they don't really be the same offline. You know dog days, you know hard times. Doing overtime for the last month. Saturday, call the girls, get them gassed up. Gotta hit the club, gotta make the ass jump. Gotta hit the club like you hit the motherfucking angles. With your phone out, snapping like you Fabo. And you showing off, but it's alright. And you showing off, but it's alright.
Hey. Care for me, care for me. I mean, you care for me, stand for me. I like that song.
Okay, get that Lauryn Hill sample.
I think I like that joint. Like, that joint turned up. Like, when you listening to it with a whole bunch of bass, that joint hit you in your soul.
Be in the car, like, throwing your shoulders.
Throwing it back. Throwing it back. Speaking of throwbacks, yo. So, real quick, story time at CC's table real quick. So, listen, hey, y'all. Everybody knows, especially everybody in our age group, anybody in their 30s, early 30s and whatnot, you know who B2K was. You know what I'm about to say, right?
Yeah.
You know who B2K was. And so, when we was in high school,
they were immature light.
They was definitely the light version of immature.
Oh, and so, mercy.
Ooh, immature though.
Where are they now?
Wait, but remember immature?
Wait.
What was your favorite immature song?
I was about to say listener poll.
Oh,
you asked a different question.
What was your favorite immature song?
I can't even think of an immature song.
You know what mine was?
What?
Constantly.
I get that.
You always on my mind.
You better sing.
Girl.
I was gonna ask who your favorite immature member was.
It was definitely what was his name? Romeo?
With the patch.
Yes.
Girl.
It was with the patch.
Listen.
It was with the patch. And I got a sneak peek of his abs one day in the video.
Ooh.
That's when I fell in love
with
abs.
D'Angelo. Listen, so Romeo, I don't know where you are right now.
Listen, if you took the eye patch off, you can come holler at me.
Let it be known. Unless you were hiding a crazy eye.
You know what? You can holler at me with the eye patch.
If he had a music soul child eye under there, then maybe. We'll just let that, let memories be how you all remember. But
speaking of immature light, speaking of B2K, so one day
what
in high
happened
school,
to them?
I don't know what happened. A life.
I mean, I can guess.
Isn't one of them
on one of them
Love and
Hip Hop
or something?
Okay.
Both of them. It's two of them on it. Lil Fizz and
Omarion.
Yeah.
He got like 14 kids now.
But so B2K came to our school. They came to Oxon Hill High School.
Can
first
I just
of
say
all,
they all went on to have horrible subsequent careers. Like, I take it back. Go ahead.
But. Shout out to everybody from Oxon Hill High School, first of all.
Class of 2003.
But no, B2K came to the high school because our band director had some type coordination or friendship association with B2K's manager. So B2K's manager was like, we're going to get them in the high school.
Now remember,
that's their first show.
This is what was that magazine everybody used to, it's pre-blown up B2K. So this was like pre-Write On. This is like pre-all the hair magazines that they were on, all the little magazines people used to cut them out of, Teen Vogue, all of that.
Yeah.
This is B2K before anybody knew who the hell B2K was.
Nobody knew. We didn't even know who they were.
We had no idea who B2K was. This was like their high school tour, really, before they blew up, just like get the preteens and the teens on their side.
Right, exactly. And what was funny was that when they came out to the school... I mean, girls was going off, like,
but
I guess
I
because they knew it was, like, they were, like, baby celebrities.
Yeah, like pre-celebrities.
They was
yeah.
going to be celebrities yeah. at one point. And look, we was in the band room. I'm like, bitch, you ain't even in the band, bitch.
Why you in here?
Why you in here?
Why you
get
in
out.
Here?
We supposed to be having a personal private show.
Right.
With these newbies or whatever. I ain't gonna lie, though. I ain't gonna lie. I was psyched right when I was in.
Yo,
I
had no
what
idea.
What grade
was
we in?
This had to be like 11th grade.
Like 11th
grade. 10th or 11th grade. It had
and
to be
so,
11th grade.
Omarion had his cornrows or whatever. So he lifted his shirt up. He was like, bum, bum, bum. You know what
okay,
I'm saying?
Okay, so yeah. First of all, they came to the band room.
To the band
our,
room.
At our high school. So it was like, it was supposed to be if you weren't in a band and a choir, then you just was SOL. Like, you
exactly.
just did not get to see the show. But people got word that these dudes from, I guess, LA or whatever were coming to, like, perform, and they were supposed to be, like, a big deal and whatever. So I remember being there, being like, okay, like, whatever.
What's
I'm doing
deal?
This, and then I'm leaving. But people were, like, really breaking their necks to get in to see B2K. Like, I had no idea who this was.
And see, like, I was, like, right in the middle. See, y'all gotta understand something about Chris. Like, she's super chill.
Yeah.
So, like, it could be a big deal. And she'd be like,
I mean, like, whatever.
She's like, meh.
Yeah.
Me, I'd be like, oh, shit. I'd be getting over-excited and shit. So, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
I touched Omarion's abs that day.
You did?
I did. I touched his abs, and I was like, oh, Omarion abs.
Bruh, I just...
I, like, I don't even know who Omarion is, but I know I like your name. I know you could dance. I know you cute. I like your braids.
Like,
and
the whole time
this
shit was happening, I just remember thinking, it's too high in here. They don't have enough space for all these damn spins that they doing.
She probably was in the back of the room like, is
was,
the next
no,
mod?
I was in the front, but I was just like,
is
I don't understand
for the
what's
next
happening.
Mod?
And then I remember distinctively, I remember this, I remember thinking that they were not singing. They weren't singing. They were lip syncing.
They were lip syncing.
And I also remember thinking that the environment was too intimate for them to be lip syncing. Like, I can tell you're not lip syncing. Like,
yeah.
I can see you.
Yeah.
Like, I can see your breathing.
I'm looking at your mouth.
Like, I know you're not singing. I just thought that was, like, really whack. So, I just wrote them off.
As why?
As of that day. I was just like, oh, these niggas ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
Jokes on me. But anyway.
I always thought about that. Like, B2K came to the high school.
Oh,
and they
so
really
funny.
Thought they was like, doing something big because they was
but
performing
think,
at this high
I think
school,
they
but that's
were.
Where it started.
I think
that's where it started.
Where it started. And I just remember being in the front, and I remember these dudes were behind me like, oh, look at that Bama Air Force One.
Look at their shoes.
Them joints ate up.
They leaning.
Like, he out here doing all them spins and them Air Force Ones. That's why they leaning like that. Them joints nasty. Like, oh, who the hell do spins when they dancing? These niggas whack.
What are
I
you,
was
the
like,
Temptations, man?
Right.
You bring it back.
Coming back, no more shoo-doop. But, yeah, I just remember, and I was kind of, like, on the same page with them. I was like, yeah, who are these Bamas? Like, they whack. And then, I mean, you know, like, what was it? Almost, like, at the end of the school year. Like, between the end of the school year and the summer, it was just like, oh, like, you could not escape B2K. Like, they were everywhere. And I just remember thinking, oh, them Bamas was at the school.
Right.
Randomly
that
one
day. They
came
to the school, didn't they? And then
yo,
the girls that
so
couldn't
funny.
See him was so mad.
Oh, they were so mad.
Especially the little thirsty little hot-ass
they were
hot
so
boxes
hurt.
At the school. Oh, my God. We heard this new group of boys was coming to the school to perform or whatever. We didn't get to hear them or whatever.
But
like,
I just
that's
remember,
not fair.
I just remember thinking the whole time they were performing, like, they were just, like, a watered-down immature. Like, it was just...
They were. All I was thinking about was immature. I just kept thinking about Marquise Houston.
And but there was supposed to be some tie between the two groups, but...
It was. That's
yo,
baby brothers.
I just remember that was so funny. I was just like, B2K is whack.
B2K. But people, I bet, it gotta be some people out there. Under
B2K
the sound,
is their favorite
under
group.
Under the sound of our yeah. voice. No, not even B2K. That can probably remember an immature song.
An immature or B2K
immature,
song?
Immature.
Yeah,
I felt like Immature was better than
of course they were.
I mean,
I
used to lay on my mother's couch listening to my A-side, B-side tapes with my cassette player.
That's how I was
just
with Brandy
listening.
Sitting up in my room. That was
just,
my jam.
Oh, my. Sitting up in my
out there thinking about you. Y'all ain't ready. Y'all ain't ready. Don't give him too much. Don't give him too much. Don't give him too much. We had to start charging people for the show. You know,
I missed
we're trying
note.
To keep it free. Anyway, yeah, but that was CC's table. Shout out to B2K, wherever they are now.
They doing something.
And they doing better.
I don't know where Rance be at. I hope he
in therapy. Yo, I heard one of them was beating their girlfriend or something.
It's very unfortunate.
It wasn't a good look. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe the stress and not selling records. I don't know. No shade. A little bit of shade. Anyway. That's all we got for y'all this week.
Yeah, that's all we got. That's all we got to be talking about.
Everything.
She always got some shit. She always talking shit, y'all.
I am.
Always talking shit.
But it's the truth.
It is the
and
truth.
I wanted to just once again say a hearty gracias to all of you guys who tuned in, who hyped up the premiere, who logged in, who sent reviews. Who subscribed?
Who just sent random texts on our phone? Like,
yeah,
that's what's up.
Yeah,
like I had some guys that I some male friends, and they like, I see you out there.
Yeah,
they ain't gonna cite you too hard. They just like, that's
it was
what's
so
up.
Cute. My brother-in-law was like, hey, your thing went live, and I was like, yeah. He said, yeah. He said, what's it called? The Lady Cove? I was like, yeah. And he was like, it's on iTunes? I was like, yeah, it's on iTunes.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm a subscribe, but I ain't going to be listening to that called The Lady Cove.
But listen, y'all hear what we said in the bio? If you got balls,
we
you
got
can
space
check in
for
too.
Y'all too. But no, shout out to my brother-in-law. And, you know, everybody who's supporting. We love and appreciate all of y'all.
Family, friends, acquaintances, friends of acquaintances we don't even know.
That's right.
Don't matter. Check us out.
And just as a last takeaway, ladies, make sure you're not out here looking petty and green.
Yeah.
Don't be out here being jealous. Yeah. You don't look good in green.
You don't look good in green.
Y'all have a good week, and we'll holla at y'all next time.
Peace.
Peace.
All right, because yeah, I didn't know what she was doing.
Yes, here we go.
Okay, yeah, so what was you saying?
So I was saying, my sister was listening to it. She was like, yo, y'all dropping Dangerous Minds for real? I was like, hey, that's what it felt like.
Oh, in the last show. Like, As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blessing and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a pimp that didn't deserve it. Something, 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 something. I can't remember the words. Every time I try to sing that dang song,
you know more
I
words.
Get further and further, and then I just mess the words up.
Hey,
but,
that many more words you know than me.
But that's funny that she picked that up, though. That's
yeah,
funny.
Yeah,
that was the plan.
Hey, thanks for tuning in to this episode of The Lady Code.
Be sure to like, review, and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform.
And stop by theladycove.com to share your no fucks given experience and follow us on Facebook and Instagram at The Lady Cove Podcast or tweet us at The Lady Cove.
And don't forget to send your comments and questions to theladycove@gmail.com.
See you soon.
Peace.
I didn't know that was important.
You were in the wrong.
Oh, that's you didn't know you. Yeah. You didn't know it was recording.
Yeah. You could send
it. I didn't know it was recording either. She's sneaky because I didn't know it was recording until I just saw it.
I just thought the conversation was interesting.
It was.
We're not going to use all of it, but it'll be fun for bloopers later.